I'm a plaintiff's applicant's attorney. I represent injured workers.
Okay. Good evening and welcome to the regularly scheduled February 3rd meeting of the San Luis Coastal Unified School District Board of Trustees. The board met previously in closed session. We discussed negotiations with unrepresented employees, and there were no decisions made. We'll be revisiting that. We discussed labor negotiations with our represented employees, and direction was given to staff. Do we have consensus on the order of business?
Yes.
Yes? Yes.
I'd like to request that we move the status of the state budget to a position on the agenda following Matt's presentation on Morro Bay High School activities so that we can expedite receiving that information and hopefully reduce some redundancy.
So you're asking to move status of the state budget ahead of student reports?
After Matt's report.
Okay.
And then everybody else can.
Okay, so status of the state budget then would follow student reports, staff, administrators, and board members?
No.
I'm sorry, Walter.
I'm trying to balance the concern that Matt probably has to go to school tomorrow and has some things to do. So I'd like to hit for him to be able to make his report. But then following that, I would like to hear from Russell on the status of the state budget, and then everybody else can make their report.
So okay.
That's kind of what
I'm
recommending.
I understand what he's saying. I can agree to that also. That sounds fine.
Okay. So that's what we'll do then. We have reports by our student representative, Matt Irons from Morro Bay High School.
Excellent. Try to keep it brief tonight, but we have a lot of cool stuff going on.
I was going to say one thing. Did we approve the minutes already?
Oh,
I think we should approve the minutes first.
I'm sorry.
And I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January 27th. Sorry, Matt. As amended.
I'll second that.
I have some discussion. If I could just ask on page 3, Ms. Holmes, the third paragraph from the top, Mr. Buckman displayed the addresses. There they are again. However, it's my recollection that I reported that it's interesting that legislators indicate that they're not hearing a lot. And so if we could move that up to the proper location with the acceptance of my cohorts. Yes.
Yes, that's fine. I'll amend my motion to include the amendments on the pages that were handed out and Mark's comment that the reason for that information was that the elected officials said they weren't hearing from their constituents about that issue.
Mr. Millar?
Well, I guess I'm bothered by item 5 on page 5.
The amended
item. I don't recall the board. I don't even know how you gauge a board perception that SARB is just not an option to redirect a child but to get help when needed. I don't believe that that was what the substance of the discussion was. I also don't believe that the majority of the board expressed the idea that somehow SARBs were not being used at the appropriate time. And, of course, I still object to the contention that our SARB policy is applied inconsistently according to racial groups. I know it's not, but I was hoping you would retract that statement at some point. But at any rate, so, but in the interest of moving the meeting along, I think what I would just recommend doing is we delete the last sentence of item 5.
And I agree with Mr. Millar on that point. So would you?
I'll modify my motion to include Mr. Millar's request.
It's my understanding that Mr. Millar's request would take a second at this point in order to make an amendment to your motion.
I'll second. So those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Passes 7-0. Oh. Two. Okay, so five in favor, two opposed. Dr. Eisendrath Rogers and Mr. Buckman.
Are we voting on the amendment or are we voting on the motion?
We're voting on the motion as John amended it.
That vote was on Mr. Millar's amendment to strike the last sentence. Now we're moving.
Been discussion for suggested minutes.
Thank you.
Suggested amendments, and the person who made the motion is accepting those recommendations.
That would be Phil.
That's what I thought we already did.
Yes, sorry.
I'm confused. Okay, so we have a motion by Mr. Spatterfor, a second by Mr. Angel. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Okay, now to you, Matt.
Excellent. As some of you may know, on Monday we had our distinguished school visit, and we had several members of the distinguished school committee come in and check out our school, see if we were worthy of the award. And after a day at our school, they have decided to recommend us as a distinguished school, but we won't know officially until the state superintendent of schools, Jack O'Connell, makes his decision in April. So we'll know if we are a distinguished school in April. Secondly, we have our winter sports are winding down, and some teams are getting into playoffs, and we're gearing up for our spring sports, which start the third week of February. We also had our senior CASI testing on the 3rd and 4th. And we had 6 or 7 kids involved in that, and it went very successfully. Our Blue and White just recently met, which is our PTA-type organization, and they distributed $3,700 to various school groups and clubs, which was very good. The 5th is our Career Day, and what that is we just have members from the community in several careers come and speak to interested students. On the 14th, we have our winter formal, and the reason why that's so late is the advisor had to have his gallbladder removed, so that'll do it to you. We also have coming up on the 28th of February, we have our first awards trip to Disneyland for our API scores, and that's for all grades except for freshmen because they have their own separate trip later. And lastly, our band yesterday, returned from a 3-day trip to Shasta to meet with a guest conductor, and it went very successfully. So that's what's happening in Morbay.
Thank you, Matt. You're welcome to stay or leave as you desire. Thank you for coming.
What's the theme of the winter formal? Anything to do with gallbladders or anything?
No, no, it's not. It's not. It's not surgical related. I think
good.
It's Valentine's Day themed.
Okay, I'm having a hard time doing my job tonight. Like to share that. And my able clerk is not helping me. I have also overlooked public comment. Is there anyone here that wishes to address the board? Okay, seeing no one, then we'll move on.
Madam President, we also had a presentation tonight that comes. Understood.
Okay, how about that great presentation that we're looking forward to from the American Heart Association recognition of Los Ranchos School?
About that. And then also they go out and with their parents and the community and raise money for a nice charitable organization. And it teaches them a lot about what giving's all about. And we still have the ability at Los Ranchos to do that. And it's really been a successful program. The kids run it. They like it. And we try to make it a special day to make ourselves healthy.
The students actually jump rope for about 20 minutes, not the whole day, you know, each child. They do it in groups, so.
Throughout the day.
Yeah. That'll be a goal, though, to jump rope all day long. I think students would really like
it's
that.
It's not considered torture to do it all day long. But I had a question. Coach, what's the participation rate?
All the kids participate. Wow.
Have you seen
it? We do it through our PE program. So it's part of our classroom. Mm-hmm. That part's done as an optional thing. But the heart, we want everybody's heart to get a workout. And so we really emphasize the jump rope to music and different things and different routines to keep them healthy. It's a good activity.
Do you think the goal of donating to the American Heart Association compelled more students to participate, or was there a connection with that?
No, we're trying to do the health aspect.
Anyway.
And the giving is optional. And that, as the way that our society is right now, we can't make that the emphasis.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. That's terrific.
Mr. Unger.
And just I want to recognize Mr. Coach Crivello, who I've known for quite a while. He's just been a great inspiration to kids throughout our school district, and I've had an opportunity to work with him. One of the things that the coach does is he's always welcomed our special education students into his classrooms, worked really hard with our special education students, and I'm talking about our severely handicapped students. The other thing I just want to recognize is John's son, who took a position as a Cal Poly assistant football coach. And so what do you think Cal Poly's chances are this year, Coach?
The signing date's tomorrow, so you'll know how they sign their players. But they've got it going. Cal Poly football is on the rise, so it's going to be a good program.
A little bit of a tag into that, and then we'll go. The elementary PE program, and I know it's a very contentious issue sometimes here at the board. If you ever want to go and have a really feel-good experience, I'd really recommend you go and look at these classes. When I started in administration 12 years ago, it was all about basketball, football, and soccer. They have genuinely changed the program so that every child participates, everyone's involved, and it's lifelong kind of skills. And it's just really exciting to see a group of people who have taken the standards, taken it to heart, and implemented the changes that will make some lifelong changes for the students. I wish change were that easy in all the other aspects of our jobs, but it's really fantastic if you have a chance to go out and watch the elementary PE program really doing some amazing things.
Mr. Angel?
I, too, would like to commend you guys for running that program. Jump Rope for Heart, I've been involved with for many years. It's great. Just one question. Did you get the principal out there, Coach?
Yeah. I was actually my jump rope champion in sixth grade at my school in Santa Barbara.
All right, Coach. I couldn't get mine out.
The end of last week that there was going to be some resolution forthcoming. It looked so promising that people were putting quarter bets down on the table, challenging anybody to bet against it. At this point, if anybody had bet against it, they'd be a rich man, because it seems like we've run into another stone wall in the sense that I was in the Sacramento Bee on Monday. They were reporting that there was expected to be some sort of an agreement. By this morning, they were reporting that the Republican leadership has threatened to censure any member that votes for any kind of a budget that has a tax increase in it. So we're looking at a continuing problem. State of California continues to run out of money, and if the predictions that were made last week are going to hold true, then there will be very little cash left for anything other than the priorities established in the Constitution, which happen to be education. There will be very little money left for any other purpose from the State of California's Treasury. I don't know anything that is going to break this logjam beyond the ability to agree upon some fundamental changes in the way that they do business. What I'm talking about is for the Republicans to recognize that some sort of a revenue increase is necessary, because for schools, the pain that is being predicted in the budget that the governor has advanced, which has about a 50-50 element of increasing taxes and decreasing spending.
It's about 50-50 in that aspect. The pain that districts are going to suffer is in the neighborhood of $1,000 per student. If there is no revenue increases, that pain is only going to go up and is only going to be felt even more severely. There are extreme articles in newspapers across the state of California about the steps that districts are taking in order to save what is literally millions and millions of dollars in just average-sized districts. If you took a look at our district and our revenue limit, a 16% deficit in our revenue limit would translate to $6.6 million. A $6.6 million takeaway of our money would eat into fundamental programs. I'm just talking about class sizes, if we didn't have the money to bridge through the problem. And that is an aspect that the average district in the state of California is starting to wrestle with, is that what programs are expendable in order to surmount this huge deficit that the state of California is imposing on school districts. I have no idea what the outcome is going to be at this point. I have no idea as to predicting a time. So we're just going to have to continue to watch. Mr. Buckman has in front of him the email addresses of Mr. Blakesley and Mr. Maldonado. We were very encouraged to hear from Mr. Blakesley that he was sure that there was going to be a resolution to this problem, and nothing would stand in the way of that. And I think Mr.
Relation to the governor's proposed budget, is that a hit to revenue limit amounts, or is that a combination of revenue limit amount and other kinds of categories?
Remains to be seen, but for the average district, it's a hit to their revenue limit. The deficit factor is 16% for districts. The average district gets $6,500 per student. You make the calculation. In round numbers, it's $1,000 per student.
Mr. Angel.
I'd like to say I voted for Sam Blakesley on the premise that I believe he has leadership potential. I'd like to say shame on the Republican Party for not letting him live up to his leadership potential. To threaten to censure him is ridiculous in this time of need. Shame on you, party.
Thank you, Mr. Angel. Okay. Okay, let's see. We have, are there any staff reports, administrative reports, or board member reports? Dr. Valentine.
Well, I'd just like to continue what Matt was sharing about the Morro Bay High School California Distinguished School Visitation. Had the pleasure of meeting the team. The entire central administrative team went down to Morro Bay High School to meet the team in the morning. Had a chance also to listen to the exit interview at the end. And heard so many wonderful comments and compliments from the visiting team regarding the program and the accomplishments of the students, the staff, and the administration of Morro Bay High School. And I just want to extend our congratulations and to say how proud we are for a second-time selection as a California recommendation at this point as a California Distinguished School for Morro Bay High School. It's just an amazing accomplishment. Yeah, twice in 4 years.
Okay. Mr. Buckman.
In reading some of the school site newsletters, I noticed that Read Across America is February 27th, and they're looking for readers. So I'm looking out there and hoping people will call their favorite school site and go read with the children. It's really a lot of fun. The other thing that I'm noticing as I talk to my cohorts around the state is there seems to be a deterioration in the single focus on getting the budget set for public education. And what's happening is, as the plan starts to unfold and they start talking about categorical money being freed to be used any way a district wants, what we're starting to see is camps of people, the class size reduction people saying, oh, everything except class size reduction, the ROP people saying everything except ROP, and if we don't speak with one strong voice I believe that this is probably a concerted effort to break up the educational voice, and I think we need to be very careful about that.
Thank you. Okay, seeing no one else then.
Me.
Who? Oh, Mr. Millar.
Sorry.
Well, turn your thing so I can see your red light.
Sorry. Yes, ma'am. Yes, Madam President. I just wanted to mention that Pacific Beach mock trial team lost.
Following up on that, because we're all so fond of Pacific Beach.
And, matches,
yeah, that's true. But San Luis Obispo High School did win both their prosecution and their defense in the preliminary trials on Saturday. And today, right now, as a matter of fact, the defense is on the stand. And tomorrow, their prosecution goes up. So wish them luck.
Okay, seeing no other red lights, report on Santa Lucia Regional Occupational Board or Program Board Meeting, ROP Board Meeting.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Last Wednesday night, I attended the ROP countywide meeting. I wish Aaron Lopez was here. Each of the districts has a fair amount of carryover, and they were to come up with materials that they needed, and San Luis Coastal is the first one to put forward its list of items that it's trying to purchase. All of them were approved, came to $103,000 worth of
material
coming to the two high schools. It was a very good meeting to be at. Also, there was some discussion that if we don't spend it soon, it may disappear, so I think San Luis Coastal was wise to spend it right away. And then again, at the meeting on Wednesday night, the ROP board did approve a resolution saying you can spend any of that other category of money the way you want to, but don't touch the ROP money. We want it to be separate. And so it's this cycle that's happening. And that's about all I have.
Okay, thank you. Moving on, we have the action consent agenda. So please let me know if you would like anything pulled. Item 4, approval of certificated and classified personnel items. Item 5, acceptance of donations. Item 6, disposition of surplus property. Item 7, increase in cafeteria meal prices. Item 8, approval of purchase orders. Item 9, approval of warrants and payroll.
I'd make a motion to approve 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 as presented.
I second that with a note that there was an amendment to item number 9.
So moved by Mr. Spadafore, seconded by Mr. Unger. Those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? That passes unanimously. Advance agenda.
I think Walt was first.
Well, I think mine is pretty brief. I would like for us to schedule at some point in the future an update on Title IX compliance. It's been a while since we revisited that issue, and I just want to make sure. It snuck up on us a couple of 3 years ago. We want to make sure we're on top of it. I think just I don't have a good feel whether it's Friday packet or staff presentation, and I'll leave that up to the clerk and the president and the superintendent to figure out.
Okay. Any other advance agenda items?
I've got one, Mayor.
Mr. Spadafore.
If the board feels that there's value to this, I'm scheduled.
Okay, are there any objections to that? No? Okay. So, and the last item 12 is a resolution. Resolution 090809, opposition to further budget cuts and demand for solution.
Yeah, I'd like to defer to Mr. Unger on this one.
Right. As we've all been talking and as we know, there are significant budget cuts that are being proposed by the state legislature, and item 090809 is a resolution in opposition to budget cuts in education. And so I would ask that the board approve this resolution
This is a sample resolution that was developed by the California School Boards Association, and we're hopeful that many, many school districts throughout California support it and then forward this resolution on to our legislators as an expression of our unhappiness with the way things are going up there. So I would move approval of resolution 090809.
I'll second that motion.
So moved by Mr. Unger and seconded by Mr. Angel.
Mr. Unger?
Yes.
Mr. Angel?
Yes.
Mr. Spadafore?
Yes.
Mrs. Roger?
Yes.
Mr. Millar?
Yes.
Mr. Buckman? Dr. Eisendrath Rogers. Passes 7-0.
Okay, thank you. Would you like to move?
I have one other item. I was just wondering if we don't usually have such great attendance, and we were wondering if who you all are.
We're from Dr. Miller's senior seminar class. We've come and watched you guys debate the number of people.
No,
yeah.
I move we stay till 11 o'clock.
Nice to have you.
Thank you for coming. Well, I'll move to adjourn.
Okay. Any questions? Walt Millar's home phone number is...